welcome to another episode of What's New at the SU, the podcast dedicated to all things related to student life and the student union at the University of New Brunswick. We dive into events, services, and resources available to you, the students, and we discuss issues faced by students and how the union is working to fix them. I'm Josh.
And I'm Ryan. So in today's episode, we were supposed to be joined by Fredericton Member of Parliament, Jenica Atwin. However, due to a last-minute issue, the MP has had to reschedule. Don't worry, though. We are currently working on a new date for the MP to join us. In place today, we'll be discussing the differences between being a local student and a student from outside of Atlantic Canada. And then, as always, we'll wrap things up with our Fast Five segment. So sit back, relax, and let's dive into what's new with the SU. All right, so welcome back, and let's talk about what's new with the SU. The deadline to withdraw from classes without academic penalty is approaching on Monday, March 13th. This is the last day to withdraw from winter term courses without academic penalty. A grade of W, withdrawn, will be shown on the academic record after this. After this date, a grade of WF, withdraw, fail, ooh, don't want that, will apply. So make sure that if you are planning on withdrawing, you do so as soon as you can.
On March 14th at 1 o'clock, the first ever Town Hall Tuesday with the Mayor of Fredericton, Kate Rogers, is happening. If you're interested in talking to the City of Fredericton Mayor, have ideas on how Fredericton can become more accessible to all students who attend UNB, or you want to discuss public transport in Fredericton, including a bus pass, along with any other ideas or questions you may have, come on out to room 103 in the Student Union Building to have a one-on-one with Kate Rogers. Yeah.
In sports news, you may remember we had Cullivy, Hayden, and Ian from UNB's track team join us last week. Well, this week, they are at the U Sports event in Saskatchewan, so keep tuned for their results and cheer them on. For hockey, UNB men's team has been playing in the AUS Championships against St. Mary's Universities. Things were going great for the Reds, and make sure you pay attention as they go to U Sports Nationals in PEI starting next week on March 16th. The women's team has also been playing in the AUS Championship against St. FX University. They clutched a win in the second game of the series, which forced it to an elimination round. The U Sports Nationals for a Women's Hockey Championship is also set to begin March 16th. Alongside the hockey stuff, you can come out to the Skate with the Reds. Come join your UNB Reds on the ice at the Aiken Center to wish them luck before they go to the U Sports Championships. This event is Sunday, March 12th at 12 p.m.
So as we previously mentioned, MP Jenica Atwin unfortunately cannot be with us today, and we're currently working on rescheduling with the MP. However, some of our other key guests to look forward to include the MLA, David Kuhn, and UNB President Paul Mazerol. After consulting with students, we drafted a few questions for MP Atwin, which covered the federal government's reduction of the Canada Student Grant, mental health at UNB, along with the promise of New Brunswick, and the federal government's response. And then lastly, the federal government's response to issues faced by Indigenous students and international students. However, we are looking for some more input from students, and this doesn't only go for the questions asked to the MP. If you have a question that you want asked to MP Atwin, MLA Kuhn, or UNB President Paul Mazerol, you can email your question to me at chair@unbsu.ca, or to Ryan, which is academic@unbsu.ca, or you can DM us on our Instagram at UNBSU.
We want to see everyone sliding in the DMs to ask your best questions for these public leaders. And so now, as you all know, it is reading week. We all hope you're having a fantastic break. This is a great time to catch up on work, but we hope you take the time to unwind, relax, and just have fun. So take some time for yourselves, and we look forward to seeing you all back next week on campus again. And for next week's episode, we'll have UNBSU's very own President Cordell Walsh joining us.
All right, so for our second segment, we're going to discuss some differences and similarities that we have experienced when adjusting to the university life here at UNB from the perspective of a local student being from Nova Scotia and from a student who is from outside of Atlantic Canada. So, as we all know, I'm Josh. I am from Amherst, Nova Scotia, so right on the border with New Brunswick, not too far. You can literally see New Brunswick.
So yeah, I'm Ryan, and I'm from a little further away, Yellowknife Northwest Territories, so can't see New Brunswick. Fastest way to get here is a full day on the plane with a few layovers, so definitely a different experience than Josh, I'd imagine.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, my 2-hour car ride's nothing compared to that. But really, when it came to deciding to come to UNB, there were really very few factors in which made me take that leap. UNB is quite highly recognized, which is one thing that kind of led me towards that. When I first graduated high school, the plan was to work towards a law degree. Now that has changed now, where I plan on going to do a BED. But when it came into wanting to do a law degree, I decided that the first step to take would be a business degree, specifically where UNB has a agreement with the law faculty, where essentially you can get your undergraduate business degree and your law degree in a 1 year less period than you would otherwise. So that was really attractive to me. But the reason why I chose business in the first place is because UNB's business program, and I know we like to slander business a lot, but it really is a great program here at UNB. The business program is accredited by the AACSB, which essentially means that it's recognized as one of the top 6% of business schools around the world. But yeah.
So yeah, mine's a, I came here a little less, I'll say organized and less thought out than Josh was. I was in Atlanta, Canada, and just happened to do a tour of the campus and really liked it. And then I saw that they offered the science programs I was looking into. So I said, huh, okay. And then I thought about it some more, wanted a change of pace from home, wanted to go from the West Coast to the East Coast. So next thing you know, I'm here, and I've been enjoying it ever since. So my next question for you, Josh, what was adjusting to university life like for you?
Yeah, it wasn't really hard for me. So like I said, where I live in Amherst, right on the border of New Brunswick, the actual transition to Fredericton wasn't too hard. Fredericton, you know, it's a city. It's not too big of a city, but it's also not like a really small town. So the actual transition location-wise wasn't bad. When it comes to adjusting to university, there really wasn't much of an adjustment for me, besides the fact, of course, you're living in a new environment. I lived in residence in first year, so you're living with 100 people that you don't know, put into a room with someone that you just found out you're living with them like a month before. Really, it's the fact that you're just having to do things by your own. So I never had to do laundry before I came to school. Had to do that. Had to get my own food. How to make my own way around. But besides that, that was really it. What about you, Ryan?
Well, I was also in the same boat. I lived in residence my first year, Joy Kid House. So a few more than 100 people. All of us were first years. And I didn't know a single person really coming here, being from outside Atlanta, Canada. A lot of the other people I know who were from the local area, like they had friends in high school or they knew of each other, but I kind of got dropped here with no idea what was going on and didn't know anyone. So it was a rough, not really rough, I'd say, actually a really good first couple of days, just getting to meet a bunch of new people. And it was a good time, but it was definitely a challenge to like really have to put yourself out there, else you're going to be in trouble. And that was a big change. And then same type of thing, living on your own is a big change. The laundry, kind of having to motivate yourself every day to get up and go to school. Like your parents aren't going to be there banging on your door at 7:55 to wake up. So that was a big change. Cleaning up after yourself all the time, having to deal with a roommate. Not deal, but, you know, it's a stranger you just met, and UNB residences aren't the most private, we'll say, when it comes to your rooms. So that's a big adjustment. But it was a challenge, but a good challenge. And I think it really, really helped me grow up a little bit in the first couple weeks here. So on that note of challenges, what was like one big challenge you think you noticed while you when you first came here, Josh?
I think the big challenge to me was the change in dynamic when it came to actually learning. So like in high school, from my experience, it was like you'd be given a project, you'd be giving something to work towards, whether that be a test or a paper or whatnot. And the teacher was always kind of there guiding the class and the direction to take. Where when it came to actually being in a university class, it was more or less, this is the objective I want you to have. I don't care how you get there, as long as you get to that objective. Now go on and do it. You know, so it was challenging at first trying to, you know, you're sitting there in your first year and your first semester and you get to the first project and you're thinking, well, what if I do this wrong? What if it's not what they're looking for? But the good thing is you go on to realize they really don't care what it looks like to start, as long as it gets to where it ends, which is great because it kind of allows for more freedom when you get to it. But any challenges you have, Ryan?
I would say, especially being in a first-year science program, you're usually in 5 lecture courses and then 2 labs. Some people do 3, but not many. So that's just like, compared to a high school course load where you're taking maybe 4 classes at a time, or 6, or depending on how your curriculum was where you were, jumping up to 7 where the expectations are all higher. And the, like I mentioned earlier, the outside motivation from like your parents or other people is kind of not there anymore. And like, not to say that the teachers don't care if you do well, but unlike a high school teacher where they might start to get on you for not handing things in, or, you know, oh, you were rushed this, you were late on this. University profs, especially in the Faculty of Science, when you have 300 kids in a class, most times you're kind of just, you're one of a bunch. So they're not going to have, they don't have the time, and nor should they go out of their way to drag one person through unless you go out of your way to make that relationship. But yeah, I would say just the workload's different, and then you add the fact that you're kind of really, you have to want to be getting stuff done to get it done, because you're not going to be able to rely on other people to push you through. I think that was a big challenge at first, and one thing that I really had to work on in my first semester of school, especially during the final season when you have 7 exams. That's not fun at all.
For sure.
You wouldn't know, though, you're in business, so...
Well, you know what they say, our 2 coloring books that are due at the end of the semester is quite a bit.
I've heard nothing but good things about your coloring books, Josh.
Well, I try to stay in the lines. That's all I aim for.
All right. So moving on to our next little topic here. So I know a lot of people, like, family dynamics are very important. And when you come away to go to school, you're usually away from your family. So what was that like, Josh, being away from your family?
Yeah, it's a big change. You know, going into my first year, it was always, my family was super close. You know, it'd be trips to see the grandparents, trips to see the cousins, you know, just hanging around with the family. And then going away to Fredericton, despite the fact it's only, you know, 2 hours away, you know, it's still different just not having the daily or weekly, you know, visits or interactions. I mean, of course, you can still call and text, but there is, you know, just that difference in dynamics. But of course, I have it a little easier off than you or some international students, or even just people that are just not from Atlanta, Canada, because while I have the opportunity just to drive 2 hours, some people have to fly halfway across the world. So it's definitely different for everyone. But yeah, what about you?
Yeah, I would say it's a big switch up from having your family in the same house or around the street to, at least in my experience, like a day away. Like, you don't get to see them on the weekends, really. And I would say the big noticing part of that is stuff like Thanksgiving and stuff, when all the local students would go home, especially, you notice it in the dorm, they'd clear out, and it would just be either the kids from out west, the international students, and we'd all kind of just be like, huh, this is weird. Like, no one's here. You know, you're kind of not used to it, especially like holidays like that, Easter, Thanksgiving. Like, those long weekends can get a little lonely in the dorms, especially when everyone clears out. So that was one thing that was I noticed being away from my family. That's when you felt it the most. But, you know, part of growing up, you got to spread your own wings. And I think I'm pretty happy from now that I learned the lessons I did when I was younger. So, yeah, I think it was another challenge, but a good challenge. Good way to grow.
Right. Yeah.
Move into our next one here. What was the biggest surprise you noticed your first year, or let's say first week at UNB? What was the biggest thing that surprised you?
Biggest thing that surprised me was honestly the sheer amount of people that you're interacting with. You know, you're living in, well, for me, I was living in a residence, Neil House, and, you know, you're interacting with your one roommate, but then at the same time, you're also interacting with everyone on the floor. So that one-on-one then turns into a 1-on-20. And then the whole residence, so then you're up to about 100 for the case of Neil. But really, the big thing that I noticed was the classrooms, the sheer amount of people in it. You'd be sitting in, you know, Tilly 102 in the big lecture hall. There's about 200 people in a math class there, all from different faculties. So it's not really like all of your classes were restricted to one faculty. So for me, it was business. You know, we'd be sitting in a class and you'd have business students sitting alongside forestry and ENR students. And then you also have the random, you know, computer science person there. So it's just, you know, the understanding that your classes are not necessarily exclusive to your faculty, which stuck out to me. What about you?
I would say, especially in the first week, the amount of distractions that are around seems like, especially living in the dorms, if you were trying to get stuff done, it was, you know, there'd be someone's, oh, something's going on over here, something's going on over here. And my personality type, at least, I fell for those distractions 1 to 3 to 4 to every single time. So it definitely, that was a big surprise. I wasn't expecting it to be, at least in my dorm, it was so lively and fun. Like, you couldn't walk down the hallway without bumping into 5 people. And then next thing you know, you're at the Curry Center playing basketball or going downtown to look around and explore the city or going up and exploring the campus. It was just all the energy and distractions, but I wouldn't change it for the world. It was a great time. All right, welcome back. And to close this week's show, as always, we're going to go with our Fast 5 segment. And this week's topic is the best things to do over the reading break. And I'm going to go first, and I'm going to go for a big one. I'm going to say skiing or snowboarding over at Crab Mountain, just north of Fredericton. It's a great time, and they have great student deals.
Sweet. My number one has to be just going home, playing some music in my basement. You know, it's much different having access to more gear than I do my one little keyboard that I keep in my closet at my apartment. So that's really nice. Yeah, it's my number one.
Sounds good. Sounds good, Josh. And like we mentioned earlier, a lot of stuff going on in the sports world. So number two, cheer on our Reds teams as they battle it out in the AOS Championship Series. Went to a hockey game earlier this week. Going to go to another one. And it's been a great time. Good to see everyone out there. And they've been great games. So yeah, number two, cheer on the Reds.
Yeah, that's great. My number two has to be just simply having the opportunity to catch up with some friends from home. It's always nice to see them, especially, you know, some of them are, you know, just in Mount A, so not too far, but some have reading week at the same time, and then just some live at home. So it's nice just to be able to see them again.
Good stuff, good stuff. Always good to catch up. My number three, no good vacation is ever done without a couple rounds of golf. Golf simulator golf it is, because it is March and it's freezing outside. So I've been known to dabble at the par 94 and the other golf simulator over up in Hanwell, and you know, I've been breaking course records, and you might see me on the tour in the next couple years. So there you go. What's your number three, Josh?
Actually, it's just having a good meal, you know, making something that's not sloppy and Josh Lunas made like it is at my apartment, you know, something with some actual good taste to it.
All right, that's a pretty good one. I don't doubt your cooking abilities, Josh. You're selling yourself short there a little bit.
I make a mean charcuterie board. Not too bad. Get all the meats little rolled up there, you know. Some cheese.
Wow, yeah. You're a classy guy. Classy guy. All right. Absolutely. My number four, speaking of cheese, speaking of class, I'm going to say planning trips I'll never take to places that'll serve you fancy cheese. You know, maybe Europe, maybe South America. You never know. Yeah, number four, plan trips that I wish I was on right now.
Nice. In the in a similar sense, I guess you could say mine would just be sleeping. I could dream about these trips. I'm not actually putting thought to it, but it's just actually having a full, you know, 9 hours worth of sleep.
There you go. And this one, my number five here, is my last one. This is something I've only started thinking about the last couple days. And in the same vein of golf, it's tear it up at the Curry Center badminton courts. I've been making myself a little bit of a local legend around there, 21-0-ing a couple people, not going to name anyone, my roommates. So, been getting ready. And, you know, if the golf thing doesn't work out, maybe see me at the 2024 Olympic Games.
Yeah, I guess I'll see you there. Your roommates do kind of suck at badminton, I must say. Anyway, my last one honestly has to be just working on my online class. You know, when it comes to the actual in-person classes, it seems like those kind of take priority. So instead of procrastinating and not doing my online class, I figured reading week's the best time to actually start working on it.
All right. That's pretty good, Josh. A studious young fellow.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, that's great. That's all we have for today's episode of What's New at the SU. We hope you enjoyed. Make sure you check in with us next Thursday to just experience the State of the Union with UNBSU President Cornell Welsh. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at UNBSU to stay up to date. Thanks for tuning in, and make sure you join us next week to see what's new with the SU.